Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello. Hello, Billy.
Welcome to Halloween. Halloween Day on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ooh. Happy Halloween. Anybody doing any? Haven't we all basically done our Halloween stuff already? Well, Rob, you're going to have a normal Halloween at your house.
You know what?
Right?
I don't think so, because the kids are going to play bingo tonight.
And my kids got hockey practice tonight.
I'll be giving away candy, though I'll say this, that I have to find a garage to hide my car in because I don't want my hood stomped in again.
Oh, because it's party time in Georgetown.
Yes. Right. Georgetown. Yes.
Georgetown.
Well, you know, it's going to be party time in New Orleans this week, and that's all we really care about. But, you know, I'm feeling like get Halloween out of the way. Get Halloween out of the way.
It's the holiday that's in the way.
It is the holiday in the way.
Yeah. You know, you a lot of people ask me, they say, Mike, they say, what's your favorite Halloween movie? And I thought I'd give you a little clip of this one. See if you can guess what movie this is. Playing just a scary soundtrack right now.
Here we go.
You might get it later.
Is that Friday the 13th?
No.
Psycho.
You are incorrect. It's not no. Psycho. Is it Halloween?
No.
Hellraiser.
You're going to get it in a minute.
Saw.
No.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Listen.
Hello, Daddy.
Daniel.
Daniel.
Catch him, Danny.
Damn, Daniel.
Come play with us.
Is it The Shining?
Rob Spiewak with Woo! The win.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The land of misfit toys.
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
The scary
very,
one.
Very, very scary.
Scary.
But,
scary.
What? Let me make sure that your Halloween, my Halloween, everybody's Halloween will not get in the way of our mailbag, which we have to do at the beginning of the show because
Please.
We have a special
yes.
guest to talk about New Orleans today. So without further ado, it's not about us
at all. No, it's
no,
all about.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's. Let me pad a little longer. You ready?
Yeah.
Hit the button.
I'm ready.
It's all about. Were you waiting
jingle.
For you?
Are yes,
you
waiting for you? Because there's a jingle. Remember.
Okay. It's all about you.
Thank you.
It's there, in another delay.
It's all about you.
Fun.
It's all about you.
Joy.
All the time. All these things that I do.
Competence.
It's all about you. It's all about
Timely.
You.
The time. 25 all right. years together.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, let's get started here. Welcome to our new youngest listener, Will Rasiopi.
Hey!
Will Rasiopi, who was born on Tuesday, as they say down here. That's what the Midwesterners say down here. They
you know what?
Tuesday.
According to the dictionary, that's acceptable.
Yeah, well, it's not acceptable. It's a day, D-A-Y, so I'll say Tuesday.
Okay.
He was born on Tuesday, October 24th. His father, Greg, has been a loyal listener since the WNEW days. All right, that's wonderful. Happy birthday to Patrice McAdam, who turned 60-something yesterday. Also, a doppel happy birthday to the Nas Brothers. That sounds like something you ought to find on, Spank Bang.
It's under Oscar's Nas. Umbrella.
If you put a canister to somebody, I imagine you could do something to it. Not the person, but an object.
No, not he's the not Nas talking Brothers. About yes. like nitrous oxide. It's an OC.
Now, hey everybody, if you put an SH in front of that, you'd have the Schnoz Brothers. Am I right? There we go. The Nas Brothers, Darren and Dustin Nosler. Happy birthday, gents. Listeners since 1995. Oh, we're an American Express ad now. Michael K. Gallagher is now 41. How great is that, as Ina would say.
They deserve a notch.
I'm Ina Garten. Here's another one of my new shows from 1978.
Hey, Ina, anyway, do you like Chrissy Metz?
If you're an Ina Garten fan on the Food Network, I have to tell you, you're crushingly disappointed quite often because she has content. If you're a Food Network star and you're like a real star like Ina is, you'll be able to put content on the Food Network as a new show that's running in their primetime lineup from maybe 9 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
From maybe a decade, probably longer, and it's stunning to me the way. And by the way, Guy Fieri, who is just they work like a streetwalker. He is. I mean, you get to, how many times you turn on the Food Network, you get Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives for 17 hours in a row.
They're evergreen, right? Yeah, you don't know when they are.
They're evergreen. Yeah. Yeah, but it's, I just hope that our friends at the Food Network are getting compensated by being used like toilets. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, guys. I love the show, and I've been a listener since the days of the D&M show. I spent my high school days listening on WJFK. I grew up in Baltimore County and spent the last decade overseas in Europe, and now I am in Dubai. After watching episodes of the Joe Rogan Experience on YouTube, I went down a conspiracy theory rabbit hole. The Mike O'Mara Show channel was in my recommendations. Mm. I was like, damn, son, that S should be funny, and it didn't let me down. I got a lot to catch up on, keep up the laughs. Andrew Collins, well, we thank Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome.
You know, let's thank Joe Rogan for making that happen. Or not. Anyway,
damn,
right
son,
along.
That's ungrateful.
Damn, son. Guys, next letter says, it has been several weeks since the tragedy in Las Vegas. I truly appreciated, as I'm sure all of the Vegas listeners did, your show's sincere discussion and thoughts and prayers immediately following the event. For a city built on sin, the outpouring of love and compassion for fellow man following the tragedy was remarkable. I have sent hashtag Vegas Strong shirts to the four of you. Oh, that's fantastic.
They just arrived this morning. Otherwise, I would have put them at the front of the mailbag.
Can I see those?
Yeah, please do.
Oh, that's great. Let me hold them up.
I'd love to get one of those and make sure Diego isn't responsible.
I will bring it myself.
Let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at the Vegas Strong t-shirts. Wow.
Cool.
Look at that. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'm raising money for a good cause, I assume.
And the right sizes.
That's good. I like that. Vegas holds a special place for each of you. For Mike, it's the Mecca of the bad places. For Rob, it's the Beatles love show and the Elvis slots. For Oscar, who's probably visited maybe more than me at this point.
Yeah, I think so.
For Oscar, it's the Cantina on Paradise, Poolside, and Crazy Horse 2. There you go.
Oh, the Crazy Oscar. Horse 2.
I'm not sure if there's anything special for Pony since you have to make airline reservations to get there, which can be a challenge. But we do have anime conventions, so there's that. Yeah, I think they got a big one out there.
Yeah, they have quite a few.
Long-time listener from the D&M days, the Terrestrial Show, and Bonus Show subscriber, Dr. Bill Wagoner. Please, P.S., break a leg on Saturday. Doc, thank you very much. And
so cool.
To everybody out there in Las Vegas, for some weird reason, I was thinking about it last night. And, you watch crime shows, and sometimes you just remember how horrible that was for everybody that was. And let's
scary.
Not forget, I think we should keep it.
It's like, go ahead. It's not that long ago. Hello?
It's not that long ago.
No.
Truly mind-boggling to me that it is left to a large extent the national consciousness already, and that's our deal now.
That's the way we do it. I will bring your t-shirt to you and hand deliver it to you in New Orleans, Mike.
Very good. Thank you very much.
That will take Diego out of the equation.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike, Rob. He left today for NOLA.
Yeah, he's gone.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. I am writing today in... Rob, you just cracked me up with that for some reason. I don't know. It's just it's easier to pop it in a suitcase than sit. But, I mean, you're right. You're getting on a plane Thursday, so, you know.
Well, do you want me to mail it?
No. No. I wouldn't want you to put yourself out. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. I am writing today.
That's why you're a good guy, Mike.
That you too, Rob. I am writing today. No, it's not like you're doing me a solid by that. You're just sort of, that was a small moment, and you have to admit it, of just a little CYA right there. Because we had so many problems with the mailings last
This
time.
Is
was
true, but also, you know what? It is an absolute
and that's
moment.
That's why you make me laugh. That's
trying
funny.
To avoid problems.
I know. Don't worry. It's a lovely t-shirt. I get it. When I get it, you can give it to me in New Orleans or not. It doesn't matter. And you guys should wear yours whenever you
enjoy. I'll wear it on Thursday.
Yeah, and Friday.
Anyway, this guy says, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, I'm writing today in hopes that you will help me wish a fellow TMOS listener, Andrew Zellinger, a happy 39th birthday. Andrew is responsible for turning me on to the podcast a few years ago after we discussed how funny Mike was on a 98 Rock broadcast. We will be celebrating the final year of his douchebag 30s by going to the Bad Place here in Baltimore.
Hey,
I was hoping you could spin the reels just to wish us luck. Thanks for giving us lots of laughs and inside jokes to use while amongst all of our other friends who aren't in the know. Thank you, Stacy Licati. Well, Stacy, good luck to you. I hope you're winning. She's not requesting anything.
She just wants to hear the wheels, yeah.
Let's see if she's going to be a winner. Let's see. Orange, seven. Blank.
Aww.
Sorry, Stacy, but I thought I'd give you a preview of about 3,000 experiences you're going to have there if you play the slots like I did. There you go.
I thought the Baltimore slots were especially loose.
By the way, Carla said to me, so what do you want to do when we first get to New Orleans? And I go, ha, ha, ha. There's a tell. I won't say anything more. Dear guys, just wondering if Oscar could give us an update on Winston and his lease at the cat condo. Okay, hold off on that because I've got an Oscar's world built
okay,
into the
good,
show
good,
today.
Good.
Where we find out about married life and Winston.
I'll put a pin in
and
it, Mike.
Santos the dog.
Wonder
and
dog.
All that good stuff. We look forward to that. We haven't heard about him in a while. I think in a way, well, we hear about Oscar every day. But I haven't had a real spotlight on life in Georgetown, so we'll do that today. Kathleen Cullinane, thank you very much for your letter. Good morning to the TMOS crew. Two quick things. First, I'll be celebrating the big 5-0 this week. Second, I must thank you for getting me through the past couple of weeks. My father was in end of life, so I headed home to Alaska. I'm sorry to hear that. I got home just in time to see him and say goodbye. He crossed over the next day. I love that expression.
I do,
by the
too.
Way, I love crossed over. He crossed over the next day. He was the finest man I will ever know. My dad was a career Army man, so per his wishes, he was cremated and buried in the military cemetery in Anchorage. My dad was laid to rest next to my younger brother, also military, who passed 4 years ago. The night before my dad's funeral, I was listening to the show where Rob talked about the thumbprint keepsakes from his stepdad's cremation. I was laughing so hard I was crying. It got me through a bad few days. Thank you for the much needed laughter. That's one of the all-time great Rob stories in the world.
The
thumbprint, by the way, if you didn't hear it, go back and listen to the archives and find out how they get you from womb to tomb.
Yeah.
My father was a broadcaster for Armed Forces Network and used to take me along to meet celebrities when they came through wherever we were stationed. One of my fondest memories from those days was my dad taking me to meet David Cassidy when I was 8. In honor of my dad and my 50th, could David's dad please stop by. Thanks for the funny Bob Nelson Jr. Probably still the biggest request that we
get. Yeah, and does that surprise you?
Yes.
It
yes,
really
it does.
Surprises me.
Bob Nelson Jr. from Las Vegas, please. P.S. No, I didn't get the thumbprint knife. I went for the whole dinner set. Let's spin.
All right.
Let's spin and see what happens. Maybe we'll get a winner here.
Yeah, I hope so.
Cigarette lighter. Wow, that's incredible. That's amazing. Break. Here we go. How are you? Hello. Hi, Oscar.
Hello there.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, you know, Jack, something just occurred to me.
Yes, what is that?
When you died, you were automatically cremated.
I was. All they found was teeth. Cassidy.
No fingerprint there.
Hi there, Pony.
Hey, what's up, JC?
Been to Japan lately, Pony?
No, I haven't.
Ah, lovely country, lovely people.
Ever
Love
been?
Americans. Yes, sorry. Pop culture in America. Numero uno. What's that, Rob?
You ever been to Japan?
Have I ever been to Japan? Since I left the earthly plane, I've been everywhere. Oh. I'm floating above you now. Jack Cassidy! Get out! Hey, Rob.
Yes, Jack.
Make a little extra room in the suitcase so you can put those t-shirts in there and save the mailing charges. There you go. Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Jack.
Hello.
Next letter says, howdy, boys. I am in my fall apart 50s. Me too. 10 years ago, I could clean the porcelain bowl with my powerful stream.
Wow.
No waiting for this one. Now I can barely shoot a short and curly off the rim. Sad.
I want you to know.
That's like Trump. Sad.
I actually cleaned that up a lot. From getting, what he actually said was gross.
Getting old sucks, but thankfully I have you boys to brighten my day and bring me joy. It hurts to hear Mike say the seniors in his neighborhood give him the cold shoulder in Florida. I have to tell, full disclosure, I have to be honest with you. Friday was quite pleasant, to be honest with
you.
It was
good.
Kind of kind of the polar opposite. Had a lot of laughs with everybody and had a really, really nice time. So
you did get snubbed, though. You didn't go to the pre-party.
That's right. No invitation.
That's not the seniors that I play golf with.
Oh, okay.
And then, so it's getting... I have good days and bad days, and really, I consider what my life down here to be quite blissful. I truly do. I really have to get... I'll give you the bad...
This man is lying.
...to be funny, but I have to tell you the truth.
The golf is great. The people suck.
Thank you. Oscar, that was Oscar Santana. Yeah. Oscar, I live here. It hurts to say the seniors...
The more he says it, the closer he is to believing it.
...in the neighborhood, given the cold shoulder in Florida. It's not always pleasant. Those retired a-holes are jealous. Mike is younger, known worldwide, has a dream job, and a trophy wife who looks hot in a tank top. Okay. I have to live here, people! They're upset because they have to go home. No, this is terrible. I'm not going to read about their wives. Stop that.
Yeah.
So, Mike, quit acting like a wuss and man up. Okay, now that I agree with.
Okay.
That I totally agree with. Put your phone on record and step out for 10 minutes. I bet you'll hear, have you seen his wife? Man, I'd like to get me some of that.
Yeah, the Jerry Lewis trick.
They got to go home to the California Raisins.
That's right. You guys kick ass. I live here. You guys kick ass. Jeff in Mill Creek, Washington. Thank you very much. Washington representing down in New Orleans, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to have a really good turnout with people from the Pacific Northwest. Moving right along, Dan Flynn writes, as I approach the slippery slope of my fruit fritter-filled 50s, I decided it was high time I settled in and dropped you a line. I have been a parasitic leech of a listener since 2010. Going back to my days of weekly commutes to and from the glowing hamlet of Barnwell, South Carolina, I had a lonesome drive of 2 hours each way at the beginning and end of each work week. So I was searching for an interesting and funny way to pass the time and the long stretches of pine trees and farmland.
Farm.
I think my favorite memory goes way back to the early days. An episode titled Late December Back in 63 contained one of the funniest bits I have ever heard when Mike played the air traffic controller that brought his kids to work. I don't remember that.
I do. I do. It's very funny.
I still laugh every time I think of the little urchins guiding in the 747 Heavy. Thanks for all the laughs and keep up the funny.
There we go. Mike, bring it in there right here. Flaps down. Flaps down!
Anyway, Dan Flynn, loyal leech since 2010. P.S., for my 50th birthday, I'm going to charge a bonus show subscription to my hot wife's credit card. That's funny, since she still doesn't get it. And finally, subject line, Dear Assholes. I was sitting in church this past Sunday morning... That's always, for my money, that's always a pretty great start
to a
letter
setup,
where somebody's angry. I was sitting in church this past Sunday morning, and our priest was blessing the bread and wine. The fallen Catholics will know what I'm talking about. Yes, we do. Part of the blessing is said out loud, and somewhere during that blessing, the priest mentions the world. So, guess what was going through my mind for the rest of Mass? That's right. The world and clackety lackety and trying to stifle such a laugh. Thanks a lot, Lyle Rush. Well, that's not us. That's Norm MacDonald. And I will thank not Joe Rogan, but Norm MacDonald.
Thank
and now,
you.
Hey, Robin says, start the show, you hump. Let's get going.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the Horathon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
I've been
been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended.
The power of Christ compels you!
Look into my eyes. Look.
What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
Mother! Oh, God! Mother!
We're about to unfold the story of Frankenstein. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you.
Halloween. And that's the day when millions of children and adults will be dressing up as devils, witches, and goblins to celebrate Satan.
Good, good. We meet again, Count Dracula.
Children of the night, what music they...
What kid sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night?
I could have had candy, apples, and gum, but no! I had to listen to you. You kid.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673, especially tomorrow on Wide Open Wednesday. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Wonderbly. I know for a fact with a four-year-old that I have read and Carla has read 1,000 books to prior to kindergarten that kids love books, but kids adore books that are all about them, and I've seen this for my own self. That's why the books from Wonderbly are so amazing. Wonderbly has one-of-a-kind personalized products that you make, and you can do it in minutes. This is a book that's all about your child or your friend's child or your granddaughter or
any
your niece
kid
or your nephew. The book literally doesn't exist until you press the button. It's perfect for gifts for Christmas, baby showers, birthdays, or just because you're a good guy or gal. Beautiful books, beautiful illustrations as a keepsake. I've made these books myself. I've got two of them in Michael's library right now. Check out the entire range of personalized books. They're great for all ages at Wonderbly.com. Lost My Name is a book that he has in his library. That's for kids 0 to 8 years old. Although the zero kids, the kids that are, you know, aren't born yet. I mean, I think that'll be a little challenging.
Well, you got to read loud.
You got super loud.
Yeah, but you can be the first to get them the book. That's how you're the hero.
That's the hero. My golden ticket. I got my kid this book. Even though he's four, I got him. It's for 5 to 12. A new personalized book fresh from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. He loves it. Now, any child can be Charlie. And My Christmas Snowflake. Ooh, got to get that one,
new
too.
New one.
That's the last one I have to add. My Christmas Snowflake for kids 2 to 8. It's a charmingly personalized holiday story the whole family will adore and read every Christmas. Personalized to include the whole family up to 9 names.
Yeah,
oh, that's going right
it
to my ego now. Oh, my God. Go to Wonderbly. That's WONDERBLY.com and enter your little one's name for a full preview of their story. Enter code TMOS at checkout, and you're going to get 15% off your order. Visit Wonderbly.com and do it today. Okay, we're getting ramped up for NOLA. We are super excited about it, and it's time to find out all there is to find out about New Orleans, Louisiana. This gentleman we're going to speak with is Mark Bologna, and he is the host of the number one podcast about New Orleans, Beyond Bourbon Street. And Mark joins us right now. Mark, how are you, my friend?
Mark's getting pulled up right now.
Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm sorry. Good. I didn't tell you before. No. We're calling him right now.
Yes, we're calling right now.
Dying him up.
Okay.
Can you break down how we found Mark?
Yeah, actually, a gentleman brought us, he asked not to be named by name because he works for a beer company, and he brought us some Factory Seconds beers that were like mislabeled or not all
when
the way.
When did that happen?
That was on Friday last,
yes,
I believe. And so we have plenty of beer in our fridge right now, which is great. But he mentioned that he has a friend.
What do you mean Factory Seconds?
Like they have an old fashioned bottling system. Almost like an I Love Lucy looking
somewhere
bottling.
Somewhere in the DMV.
Yeah. Or actually, I guess Laverne and Shirley would be more accurate. That's what he brought up. But sometimes the bottles are not totally full. Sometimes the labels are on, you know, crooked and they can't sell them.
It's a little scary. I don't know if I'd dive into one of those. Have you had one?
I have not.
I have. They're phenomenal. They're great.
You live closer by, so yes. you dove in?
Yeah. Well, no, it's a beer. We're adults. He can have a beer if he wanted to. I want to taste them. They taste great.
Are they like
they're not
like
skunk,
regular
they're
brand names?
Brand new beers that taste amazing. They're just didn't the label looked a little weird on them once in a while.
Are they craft beers or are they like standard
No,
beers?
they're IPA beers.
Crafty.
Ooh,
yeah.
IPA beers.
And so he
Very
mentioned
cool.
a good friend of his hosts the number one New Orleans podcast in the world.
In the world.
And his name is Mark Bologna. The show is called Beyond Bourbon Street, and he joins us now. Hi, Mark.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Hey, y'all. I like that. We are super psyched. Mark, say hi to Oscar and Rob, and I'm Mike, and we're making our way down to the Big Easy, and your name was given to us as the number one podcaster about all things New Orleans, and I am super psyched, and although I've been to your fine city multiple times, I really don't feel like I'm in the know when it comes to the city of New Orleans. What do you think would be, and I'm giving you one right out of the gate, what would be, in your estimation, the main thing people that are tourists, tourons descending on your city, don't know that they should know about New Orleans, Louisiana?
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I think the one thing is that New Orleans is more than Bourbon Street, and everybody chuckles at that, right? And you should go have a good time on Bourbon Street. We could talk about that. But the French Quarter is a neighborhood, you know? A real neighborhood where you can wander around early in the morning or in the afternoon and see people enjoying life and walking dogs and getting coffee and all that good stuff. And I think people just take for granted what they see on television, Bourbon Street.
Let me ask you about, years ago when we all watched what the horror that city went through with Katrina. I actually went to New Orleans shortly thereafter, and it was truly remarkable how they had gotten the tourist destination of Bourbon Street back on its feet. How has, over the years, the city rebounded in the many, many years since Katrina? How have they done down there?
I think that, it's sort of a loaded question. Locals like myself would tell you it's about 85 or 90% back, but the footprints change. You know, a lot of people left because of the circumstances. They had to leave. They had no homes. They had no jobs. On the flip side, New Orleans has always been a place where there's lots of cultures colliding, and blending together. And post-Katrina, there's been an influx of young people. Some people came to help afterwards and then grew up and decided they'd like to come live here. Some of the food has changed, so the big Latin influence that wasn't here as much before because, frankly, all the workers come in to help and people staying. And so it's pretty vibrant now, but different, So I think that there has been some good there from that. You mentioned Bourbon Street, which what was interesting is the French Quarter never really stopped. It didn't get water during Katrina. The closer you were to the Mississippi River, the safer you were. It's higher ground.
Amazing. When I think about walking down by Cafe Du Monde and thinking about down by the riverboats and seeing that Mississippi River and realizing how close that is to the quarter, and then you realize they didn't get it. It was a Lake Pontchartrain, right, that was the problematic area in Katrina, right?
Right. And as you know, Rob, Rob and Mike, we're a bowl here, right? So the closer you're to the center of the bowl, the higher the water was. So levees broke, water flooded in, and the only way water gets out of New Orleans is pumping, right? And so the water's got to be pumped out. And so the closer you were to the levee, the water wasn't so high there.
It's an amazing concept when he says the city is essentially a bowl. So the edges are safer than the middle, which is just so counterintuitive.
That's infrastructure, right. Has that improved a little bit, Mark? Have they gotten their act together? Because I know there's a lot of talk about the pumps and how they're going to, move this water if you were, God forbid, to get another direct hit, which, I live down in Fort Myers, Florida. You live in New Orleans. We kind of accept the reality that this is, we have to prepare for these storms. Where is New Orleans doing okay with that right now?
I would say at a high level, the infrastructure, the levees have gotten better. The pumps, if you want to cause a fight in New Orleans and you don't want to talk about the designated hitter in baseball, ask a local how the pump situation is.
Right.
It's not going real well right now, to be honest. We had a relatively minor storm a couple months ago and half the city flooded. So it's a constant work. It's like anywhere with infrastructure, I guess. The pumps are old. They're chronically not kept up as well. But you're right. The sort of other side of that is you live in a place like this and you accept that and offset it with all the good things. You talk about the bowl. The easiest way you guys can see it when you're here, go get some beignets at Café Du Monde And by the way, if it's packed, there's a back window that's takeout. And right there, there's a little alley called Dutch Alley.
There's a little one. I like that one a lot.
You know
lot.
What that is, Mike?
Like
that's
that
a lanyard. That's an extra. That's a lanyard.
A lanyard, that wouldn't be the definition of a lanyard. That'd be a freebie, right? A lanyard's a freebie,
be an
isn't it?
Insider tip. A lanyard.
Oh, Rob's right. Rob's absolutely right that it is. A lanyard is an insider tip then, right?
So ignore all the poor tourists waiting in line. Go to the back window, get your beignets, either I'm sit right there or turn around and walk up. You got to walk up steps to get to the river. And that's the easiest way to see that we're in a bowl when you realize from Jackson Square you got to walk up to get to the river. Let that sink.
That's amazing.
Neat.
That is amazing. You know, the there are two things that I was told about traveling the United States, and I haven't traveled extensively, but I love golf and I love food. And they said the food in New Orleans, I never found that to be exaggerated on any level.
True.
I think anybody that's never been to New Orleans, it is the best food in the United States, and also Pebble Beach, the best golf in the United States. Both those were true. Everything else, I think, is you get a lot of hype. But the food, what amazes me with all my travels to New Orleans is you will talk to locals about food, and every local I've ever talked to has a strong feeling about food culture, like their favorite restaurant, their place to go, more than other cities. Do you find that to be true?
So, yes, and I'm biased. I grew up in a po' boy place, a neighborhood restaurant in New Orleans. We owned it for 36 years until Katrina destroyed it. But to give you an idea of what you're talking about, Mike, most New Orleanians have a last meal. So I can tell you, if I know today's my last day on this planet, I know what I'm going to have. And so what I'm going to have, and I'll make it a little bit easier for you guys, I'm going to go over to Mr. B's Bistro in the French Quarter, and I'm going to have gumbo yaya, which is chicken and andouille, spicy sausage gumbo. It's really thick. It'll stick to the spoon.
Somebody write this down.
And then I'm going to have barbecue shrimp, and it is not shrimp.
Oh, it's my favorite. Sauce, it's my, right? Mark, I love you. That is my all-time favorite. Louisiana barbecued shrimp is my favorite. Where are you going to have it? Where are you going to eat it?
No, I'm going to eat that at Mr. B's as well. So that's okay. For the people that don't know, that's shrimp sauteed in garlic, butter, Worcestershire, lemon, a couple other things. You want to wear a bib when they give you that, and you don't want to wear a white shirt. I'm going to eat all the fresh French bread they deliver to me there, and I'm going to eat whatever the waiter or waitress tells me is the best dessert. I'm going to have a couple drinks with that, probably an old-fashioned or a couple of local beers.
Attaboy.
And then if I walk out and get hit by a buggy, I'm going to feel just okay about my day.
You sound every bit New Orleans. Now, the food is part of it. The music scene is fantastic. But I have to ask you, Mark, just how excited is the city of New Orleans for the fact that the Mike O'Mara Show Live is coming to the House of Blues?
Good question.
How excited are they?
Losing our collective minds. Far more than your pitiful face group, man. I don't know why they're not excited over there. You guys are coming. You're coming on the post-Halloween hangover. And Mike, I know you got a 4-year-old son. I got 6-year-old twins who were born on Halloween.
Oh my God!
They can't really get more. They're very amped up. They think 1,000 people come to the house to tell them happy birthday tonight.
That's
you can
awesome.
Appreciate that. They honestly do. They say
great.
Thank you when the kids walk up.
That's
but we're excited because it comes at a great time. The weather's nice. You guys are in Friday night. I know you got your meet and greet party. But if you want to do something a little early, Chef Emeril has a big event called Boudin Bourbon and Beer over at Champion Square, which is right next to Superdome. All the top chefs in the city have tables. You get great food, great music, great drink, and then you can head on over about 6 blocks away as your event, the warm-up event Friday night, where you guys are at the House of Blues Saturday. Great place to cut up before and after. You got we were talking about food and music. You got great choices right near there. One other little insider tip, there's a place called Central Grocery that makes a muffalata. It's an Italian sandwich. You go pick that up on Decatur Street early in the day, get them to wrap it up, throw it back in your room, and after you've been out too late and drinking too many hand grenades and seeing the show Saturday night, you'll have something delicious to eat when you get back at 3 in the morning.
Oh, man. We're talking to Mark Bologna. He is the host of the number one podcast about New Orleans, Beyond Bourbon Street, and I know you're excited about it too, Rob.
Yeah, I have a question. Speaking of Halloween, as you were, the last time I was in, I went down to Savannah, Georgia. My wife dragged me to see a cemetery, and I was hesitant to go, and I ended up really enjoying myself. Don't you have some amazing cemeteries to see in New Orleans, and is that worthwhile for a short trip?
So it definitely is worthwhile. You guys probably know we do a lot of things differently here in New Orleans, but one of them is we bury our dead above ground because we're in a bowl, right?
You right.
can't bury people, so we bury people above ground. St. Louis Cemetery Number 1 is the oldest cemetery, and it's basically out the back door of the French Quarter a few blocks. But a good way, if you want to walk off a little of the calories or the drinks or whatever you got time, take the streetcar, the St. Charles streetcar, up to the Garden District. It's about 2 miles, 3 miles. You enjoy the weather. And then go take a Garden District tour. I could certainly give you a recommendation, but go take a Garden District tour, and there's an old cemetery there called Lafayette Cemetery. So then you can get the best of like three or four worlds. You can experience the streetcar, which is $1.25 each way. You can wander through the Garden District and all these mansions. You can get some of the history. You walk by Archie Manning's house. You walk by Anne Rice's old place, where she wrote most of the Interview with the Vampire series.
Is that where Eli Manning was conceived?
It is where he was conceived.
A lot of boning in there, yeah.
My God.
You know, here's a little insider tip there. So keep on going. Go to the cemetery there. There's a company I love called Two Chicks Walking Tours. Look them up. Small tours. Great way to go spend an hour or two Saturday morning before you gear up for the show. But, yes, you walk right by Peyton and Archie's and Olivia's house. On Mardi Gras, we run into the Manning sometimes with their kids out on the parade route right down the street.
That's cool.
Oh, that's it. But don't throw beads to Eli, or let him not throw the beads. You'll drop them if he throws them.
Right.
I'm sorry. Had to get that dig in there. Talking to Mark Bologna, host of Beyond Bourbon Street. I appreciate your time, and especially on your kid's birthday. And I have to ask you, I wouldn't want to let you get out of here without asking you musical questions. I mean, I love your city so much, and I love the food, but I also love the music. And when I think of New Orleans music, I think old school. And
sure.
We lost Pete Fountain last year. I was a huge fan. Had the pleasure of seeing Pete Fountain. You know, Al Hurt comes to mind also. Who musically? Who's carrying the torch for the jazz artists? Is it still vibrant in the city of New Orleans?
Yeah, it's been a rough year with Fats Domino and then Alan
right.
Toussaint not long ago. And Pete, you mentioned Pete. I played clarinet for 20 years because Pete Fountain was a customer at our place, and I knew him when I was a little boy. But
great guy, right? Was Pete Fountain great? Because I'm a super fan of Pete Fountain.
He was a great guy. Always had time. Always had a quick word for everybody. Always had a hug for the ladies. So these days you got like Preservation Hall. So I would go to Preservation Hall. They got a couple shows a night. And here's another insider tip. You guys go. You're going to be busy this weekend. You don't want to wait in line. Go online and get their Big Shot Pass. It's about $30. And you're guaranteed seats up front, so that way you don't have to wait in line. But what they're doing at Preservation Hall blends the new and the old, right? So you get the old tradition, you get the young guys playing with them. There's, of course, Trombone Shorty is great, carrying the lead. There's a wonderful trumpet player named Shamar Allen. And then I was just looking at the list for this weekend. Friday night, you guys, after your meet and greet, you want to go over to the Blue Nile over on Frenchman Street. Kermit Ruffins is playing, who's just a great cat. You saw Kermit a lot in the HBO series Treme. And I think the late show there is the Soul Rebels. So another good brass band. You cannot go wrong doing that. If you're in early Thursday, the Soul Rebels are playing at Le Bon Temps, which is just a divey place on Magazine Street full of locals. Again, you got lots of music Friday night. And then if you have time,
I hope somebody's writing all this down because
Mike,
I want
to
do about 90% of what he's saying.
This
is awesome.
Notes.
Yeah, we're recording it.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it, right? You can play it back really slowly.
I love it.
And then what you really want to do if you're in town, you got a little bit of time besides Friday and Saturday, head over to the Maple Leaf Bar. It's on Oak Street. You got to take the streetcar or Lyft or Uber. Their shows start at 11, so it's a late night. But before you do that, walk a half a block over, two storefronts over, and go to Giacomo's. Go eat at Giacomo's. Great. Looks like a hole in the wall, but crazy good food there. Stock up, store up, have a beer, and then wander into the throng over at Maple Leaf next door. Whoever's playing will be great. It's a late night show. It's a great way to have a New Orleans experience.
Mark, thank you so, so much. What a font of information. Beyond Bourbon Street, that's the podcast. Am I plugging everything the right way? Is there anything else you want to plug here, or is Beyond Bourbon Street how they get you?
You got it. Beyond Bourbon Street's how they get me. If you want to see some pictures in New Orleans, my Instagram account is BeyondBourbonST. Lots of pictures to make you drool about the city. And I am looking so forward to having you guys in town, and I hope you have a great time.
Oh, thanks so much for taking the time. Mark Bologna, we appreciate that, and we'll see you in the Big Easy. That was awesome, everybody.
Thank you, Mark. I love that.
Fantastic. And man, oh man, I mean, really, there is stuff in there that I'm going to
I'm sorry he didn't know the city. That's what I feel bad. No.
That's like, that's the equivalent of having a major television star who gives you every bit of his personality you see on TV.
Yeah.
That guy did not disappoint. Rob Spiewak, good poll.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful interview. That is fantastic.
Nice.
And just a perfect way to set up getting into the Big Easy.
So I put on 4 pounds during that interview.
Oh, my God. Did you see Oscar's like level of interest? Just sort of like what read at about 11%
He's playing Angry Birds is what he's doing.
Yeah. I didn't want to ruin it and ask him about the adult entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you disgusting animal. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and come back with the Halloween fun.
Ooh.
On the Mike O'Mara Show, adult entertainment. We're the porn sites. The Monster
Man. I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're a rube like me, you might be disappointed about missing the upcoming live show in New Orleans. On top of missing the performance on stage, will Pony eat one bite of beignet and feel full? Will Rob Mayer even show up? Can the guys drink all the bourbon on Bourbon Street? And what kind of trouble are Dan and Adrian going to get into? Even though the guys will be away in NOLA, there is always a way to get your TMOS fix. Download the app so the voices of Mike, Rob, and Oscar can take away the sting of missing out on the live show. And to remind yourself to get tickets next time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Way to go, Maddie. Nice job. I love the promos. I really, really do. Maddie's kind of wrecked me for like having male interns anymore because the female interns we have, Ashley and Maddie, do such a great job on the promos.
Yeah, and then you hear Dan O'Brien, you just feel dirty.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, my clock's all screwed up, so you're going to have to cue me on OutQs today. Brought to you by Quip. Here's something to chew on. Recent studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health, but still most of us don't brush our teeth properly. I actually went on the Quip website and was finding out about the super bad candies for Halloween candies. Yeah, there are actually certain candies that are worse than others for your teeth. They know all about that at Quip. Quip is the new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra slim design. It's beautiful to look at. Quip is sleek. It's elegant. It's like if Apple designed a toothbrush.
Sure.
They're backed by leading dentists. They were named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award and made it onto Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist recommended 3-month plan for just $5. That includes free shipping. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush. I want to reference what Oscar was saying back there.
Yeah.
Oscar, I would tell you this as someone who has... probably been in one or two joints in New Orleans of that nature that you were asking about. And I just think as far as the city is, even when I was a man in my 20s and 30s, that's not the... I don't think you lead with that.
Well,
it is,
again,
it is not a sin city like Las Vegas.
I didn't want to ruin it for everybody.
You should have asked. Though. Well, I probably would have told you. He probably would have told you where you...
He might have told you about a side window there.
You're bringing your lady. You're not going to be going to a gentleman's club.
She
Come
doesn't
on now.
Like going out late. I need to do something. What if Ronique and I are hanging out?
Sure.
You know,
Ronique knows.
Here's the dilemma I face with the great city of New Orleans. I mean, I realize it's fun. I realize we're going to be there for a couple of days. But the fact is, I'm pretty focused on giving everybody a really good show on Saturday night. So the idea of super drinky late nights, what I might do, though, to acclimate myself to the late night lifestyle, some of those jazz shows late at night sound like they could be spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
Like the, whatever the soul horns or whatever those
yeah.
are. Oh, my God, that sounds like it might be. And you can tell that I got it messed up already. But,
as
I
we
will
said,
listen back
we recorded the entire interview, so we have a record
It should be special. It's really, really cool. Halloween here in Fort Myers, I mean, we kind of got it out of our system last week, and I think the little guys going to hockey practice on Halloween. I don't think we're planning
anything.
You
guys don't trick-or-treat?
Well, we trick or treat in a controlled environment, there might be a few things going on. But
wouldn't
he's
somebody
got
knock
hockey
on
practice.
Your door at least?
No, nobody you know, in here.
No,
here?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You got five. There are probably five people in a community over 500 that would even open their doors on Halloween around here.
Besides, they you have are, your the calling card of the trick or treater is the jack o' lantern, and yours is gone.
Thank you for the tip, because the squirrels destroyed the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
A two-day jack-o'-lantern.
Effing squirrels.
It was 2 days. It literally, if that, it lasted. And Rob said it was squirrels. And then I went out yesterday, and it was completely flat on the ground. And then it's more, even more destroyed today. So I guess they feast on the pumpkin. They it's a feast for them.
When
right?
when we lived in McLean, we had huge maple trees in our yard because it was an old house. Mm-hmm. And the squirrels would like wait, and we had a screen door. We could watch them come onto our porch and destroy our jack-o'-lanterns.
So
it was
do
actually
they like
fascinating
jump all over it and push it down and chew on it and do all that crap? What
yeah,
are they doing?
Well, I mean,
they crawl inside it. Do they crawl inside of the
after
thing?
They eat
and
their
lay
way
eggs.
In? They don't lay eggs, oh. Bonnie. They have live young.
Eggs.
I did one
gross?
Time see a squirrel
eat their way in.
It is sort of creepy to see a squirrel climb in the mouth that you've carved, and the squirrel goes in and then comes out. It's a, you know, it enters and exits that way.
Does it make me an animal abuser that I love watching those viral videos of the squirrels where they put like the bungee cord traps?
Love
and,
that.
Like they'll squirrel put a piece
launchers?
Of peanut butter on the squirrel comes over and goes doop 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 and then
love
just
it.
Takes off. I like
well,
that.
Well, they'd probably do them a favor, especially if they're a gliding squirrel, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like a sugar
a flying
glider.
Squirrel,
a flying
like Rocky.
Squirrel.
Yes.
They're all
Hockey
flying squirrels.
Some of them have flaps.
Are you going to be going out or doing anything for Halloween after your weekend drink-a-thon,
I'm
Oscar?
Going over to my elderly neighbor's house, and I'm going to help her give away candy because Shannon is teaching yoga, and she wanted some company. So I'll go over
really?
There with Santos dressed up, and we'll help the old lady give away candy.
This is Robinson. You're trying to seduce me.
Yeah. Hello, Oscar. I wanted company. I'm dressed as a sexy witch. Hello.
I'm trying to picture the woman.
I'll take that roofie.
Is this a single lady that's the elderly
lady? Widower, Mike. Widower.
A widower.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's a man.
No, it's a widow.
A widow is a man. Yeah. A widow is a woman.
Widow.
It's so you're going to an elderly.
Yes, their spouse died, stuff? Mike. That's what I mean.
Or okay, was we'll it see. Murder?
Let's do a little English
murder.
101 here. So if it's a guy, it's a widower.
Right.
If it's a lady, it's just a widow.
In this world of gender neutrality, Mike, do we really need to give that type of context? Someone died. That's what we really should focus on.
You know,
she's alone. I'm trying to help her.
I'm simply pointing out as you stare down the age of 40 that you should assimilate even more by knowing the English language. And yeah. Widower is a man and widow is a
It's a widow.
Woman.
Not a black widow. Widow.
No.
Yeah. A widow.
You see, color doesn't matter.
So that's a pretty, you've established, it's been a long time since we've checked in
yes.
with Oscar's world, and you obviously are establishing relationships within the neighborhood. That's a good thing.
That yeah. is a good thing, especially if when you show up, she's taking her teeth out.
Can he answer,
Rob,
please? Here he goes.
Jerk.
Now listen, he can't help himself because I'm speaking with you now.
Yes.
And he will try, this is him, he's in the back seat of the car with his father right now, and so he will jump in. So how is it, what are you going to, go ahead. What? Yes,
no,
Stifle.
No.
You were going to talk.
How
okay.
dare you?
I'm not how dare me. You do that. That's what you do when
no,
we're talking
No, but what was how
Oscar.
Dare you is when you tell me to shut up and then I shut up and you make it look like I was going to talk and then you make me a jerk.
Your mouth was open.
Gonna...
You were going,
I stifled, though. The All ultimate right. control is I can do this.
Okay. Oscar.
Yes.
Oh,
never mind. Yes. Yes, Mike.
All right. So, well, what's going on?
Well, as far as the neighborhood's concerned, the one thing that'll get you friends and it'll force you to meet your neighbors is having a little animal you got to walk around the block, right? So especially if the other people on the block that you become friends with have dogs as well. So essentially, we've gotten a chance. It's almost forced us to meet most of our neighbors that have other pets because, A, they know how to take care of dogs, and we know how to take care of dogs. I think that's the first thing you realize, especially when you live in the city.
And you're close enough with this widow that she's invited you over for
yeah,
to hand out Halloween candy. That's a close relationship.
Yeah, but this is the same widow that I have been. I would check her mail for her this past year. Remember that one time I went and the alarms went off and the cops came? And I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. I'm the only Latin guy talking to cops on this block. And I swear I was given a code to this house. It was just the wrong code.
Is this relationship, is this social
friendship.
Not just neighborly? Like, have you broken bread or had a drink or two?
No,
this
no, no, no. So,
you haven't had like a formal social gathering?
No, no, no. But we hang out on the block a lot and we talk about all the gossip. It's always nice to do that.
So this will be the first time and you're popping over, right?
This is the first time I'm popping over to help out with Halloween because Halloween is so crazy. Crazy in Georgetown.
This is really a... So it's
we're not having an affair to confirm.
Yet.
Do you want to move past this?
No, I don't want to move past it. I just...
Because I have more questions about
this.
Yeah,
please.
Don't you feel that every answer really sort of asks... And it also asks three more questions.
I'll field all the questions you like about my relationship on the block.
We have to finish this. He's withholding, right?
He is, yeah.
I worked
with
him long enough.
Oh,
you
sure.
know that.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and come back with more. I never thought it would go in this direction. I was going to ask him about an iPhone. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along. Mike O'Mara Show app?
No, for God's sakes, get a new promo. Make a new promo, you lazy sack of crap.
What do you mean I'm a lazy sack of
crap? I said you're a lazy sack of crap. You can do promos every day. You got a microphone in front of your house.
Not in front of my house. It's actually just a...
Shut up! Sorry about that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Great promo,
have a new promo tomorrow. Have you ever walked by a newsstand and seen a stunning magazine cover that makes you want to stop and peek inside? I am a magazine addict. I love magazines, and not just the ones you're thinking of. I'm talking about all the magazines. I love Coastal Living. That is just a wonderful magazine that shows wonderful homes on the water, and I love that. I love Golf Magazine. I love all the glossies, the news magazines, Time, Newsweek. I love Vanity Fair. I love Esquire more than any magazine. I am a magazine junkie. If you're a magazine junkie, you owe it to yourself to get the best app for magazines in the world. It's called Texture. With the Texture app, you don't just get a peek, you get the whole magazine right on your smart device, plus unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Time, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, Wired, and right now you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Here's what I want you to do. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. You cannot beat that. That is over 30% off their listed price. They're also a great gift option available during the holiday season. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. And we thank you. We're taking a peek into Oscar's world right now.
Oscar's
I don't know
world.
What this is. I don't know whether this is hesitation to talk about it. He's not his usual exuberance of. I don't know if this is the weekend catching up with him.
He's not forthcoming.
He seems different, does he not?
He does.
He seems like I'm trying to get this info out of him, and if you want to move past the widow.
No, I don't have to move
past it. How old is the widow, would you estimate?
I would say 65.
Oh, that's young nowadays. That's young. And does she resemble anyone famous? Like Helen Mirren?
I would say, who's the lady before she had all the plastic surgery? No, the lady from War of the Roses before she got
Kathleen
all, she
Turner.
Got puffy,
Kathleen
she got
Turner
puffy, before she got puffy.
I knew there was a factor in that. I knew.
Shannon is definitely jealous.
If you'd like to come over, and
is Shannon really?
Is Shannon, candy.
Shannon calls me her pool boy.
Pool boy.
Yes.
Ah, there we are.
And I said,
there
look, Shannon, one day I'll die, and hopefully you'll have a pool boy on the block that comes over and helps you out.
Yeah, you occasionally will describe your neighborhood of Georgetown on Halloween, and you did it last year, but you kind of present
my car was
a,
vandalized.
You kind of present like a Night of the Purge scenario in Georgetown.
It's like you were there. It's like you were there. Yes.
My memories of Georgetown was Don and I did a costume contest down at the Bayou and were chased up the street by a McDonald's French fries going, F you, F you. It was the last costume contest I ever judged. Probably Don ever judged as well.
Was it one of your worst nights as a broadcaster? Because you referenced it a lot.
Well, the fact was that we were responsible for judging. It was a big cash prize. And people get so pissed about not winning. And I said, we can never put ourselves ourselves in that situation again. So we would leave it to, if you'll notice, when you worked, you've worked with me for sure. over 20 years, all the contests I've ever done, if there's ever a contest element, I do crowd applause usually. It's a, you know, how does the crowd feel about it?
So you never want that onus on yourself.
No.
But, you know, I remember it being, it's been known as a rowdy time, and you apparently had your car vandalized last year.
Apparently, yes, I had it done. I had two things done.
Calm down.
My hood stomped on, and someone walked all over my car, literally ran over my car with their bare feet and sneakers.
So was it bare feet or sneakers?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Because you could see sneaker prints on the sunroof and bare feet.
That's gross.
Now, I don't dispute whether you're being honest here, but... Shannon has is not necessarily thrilled. Your wife, kind of strange.
My
to say that
wife.
Right. Your wife is not necessarily thrilled with you spending Halloween. What time are you going over to the widow's house?
6 p.m.
For how
6
long?
6 p.m.
Yes, 6 p.m. I'll probably be there till 8
midnight.
Well, this is just
2 hours is wonderful.
To give you some context, last year this wonderful neighbor came to me and said, "Hey, I know you're new on the block. This is going to be your first Halloween. Heads up, things get crazy." And I was thinking, get crazy, kegs, beer, frat boys, sorority girls, college kids, right? That's not it at all. It just gets crazy because why wouldn't you, if you live in the city, every kid in the city comes to Georgetown, right? You've got the proximity of houses that are right next to each other. So as far as trick-or-treating in a target-rich environment, it's perfect. But again, every kid in the city from all parts of the city, they're mixing in one space. They're teenagers. Two people got robbed.
I really thought that would have changed with the current administration. No, I really thought that they would have prevented that.
One person got essentially beat down right around the corner from my block. So it's
rough.
It gets dangerous.
Was she a widow last Halloween as well?
Yes. And she told me, she sent me.
Did you ever, were you handing out candy last year?
Yes.
Did you get anybody hinky coming to your door?
All of them. Every single person except for one little kid. Two couples came by that weren't hinky, that were just sweet and nice. Everyone else,
they're all older like kids.
They're
that
older
just want
kids.
Candy.
They're teenagers that want kids. They're barely dressed up. And I was judging myself and her, to be quite frank, because I was like, these are just teenagers. They're having fun. Why not? Right?
Hey, by the way, have you guys gotten the post that's all over the place that says, hey, by the way, if the kids aren't dressed up, go ahead and give them candy. They could be doing something a lot worse. Have you seen that post?
No, but F that.
Maybe I'm the only one that's seen
it. Doesn't run on my feed, but I agree with you. I don't sit there. I want people to make some sort of effort, right?
Yeah.
Some sort of effort.
Well, it just, to me, Halloween, the point of demarcation was when we all started dressing as hobos, and then you were egging
hobos.
Cars and throwing toilet paper.
Yeah.
that dates me, doesn't it?
Hobos yeah.
Bums.
Bums.
I'm going as a bum.
Yeah, we tie a handkerchief on a stick.
Yeah.
Harry it over your shoulder.
Yeah, it's like, you got a bandana? Where's my bandana?
Yeah.
Hey, I need some. Mom, can I use some of your mascara? I just want to rub it on my forehead so
I
look dirty.
You know, we get a lot is freshman football players that just go around in their football uniforms.
Yeah, we had that too. I saw soccer players that were wearing like soccer jerseys.
So
it's, are you saying it's a dangerous environment in your neighborhood on Halloween?
I would say if you look at the what happened last year and you're looking at that data, yes. Like two robberies, I think three beatdowns total and whatever vandalism that wasn't reported.
And
okay.
The widow said, it can get pretty crazy out here. It's safe in my bedroom.
Well, last year after...
Did you initiate the visit? Did you say, I'll come over and I'll sit with you?
Mike, after I realized my car was vandalized, I went over her and I said, I apologize. I said, thank you for giving me the heads up. I apologize. I misunderstood what you were telling me. You were essentially saying, probably not a good idea to give out candy. And I thought you were just being a Debbie Downer, but you were telling me why. Now, this is what happened. She goes, I didn't know that there was no tactful way to tell you this. Like I tried to, and I said, no, you didn't do anything wrong. I just
there was
wasn't
a
listening.
Bad element, some bad seeds out there.
So imagine you're 65, you're in this home. She's not giving away candy because over the past few years, it's gotten worse.
Sure.
And you hear people knocking on your door saying, we know you're in there. We know you're in there.
Oh, that's scary.
And you're all alone and you're in the city.
Yeah.
Right?
It's scary. It's very, very scary.
So
it's
now we're better friends. And I said, look, I'm not going to give out candy at my house because my girl is clearly not going to be there. It's not just going to be me giving out candy. She said, what are you doing for Halloween? I was like, I'm actually off on Tuesday. Why don't I come over? And I asked her to, I was like, I'll come over and give out candy with you because she enjoys that.
So she's basically enjoying the process, and she feels the safety of having a strapping
a
man,
younger man,
a pool boy
there,
next to her.
And I said, "Look, you dress like Elvira. I'll dress like Jon Snow. It'll be a great night."
You didn't say that, Elvira.
No, but if she did do that, that would be a treat for everybody.
If she dressed as Elvira,
oh yeah.
I mean, is the 65-year. Rob, I'm getting tongue-tied because there's so many multiple
when
levels.
When he said,
to this,
"Okay, let's take a step back," he said that she looks like a pre-plastic surgery Kathleen Turner. Not bad.
Now, that's strong.
Yeah, and if she's 65, but
that's extraordinarily strong, right there.
Kathleen Turner at 65 would be strong. So, is she buxom?
I would say she works out. I'll leave it as that.
Okay, buxom means. Let me rephrase. Is she a little top heavy?
How about this? She's not sloppy.
Okay, not answering, though.
They're not flapjacks.
Okay,
right?
Good. That's good. That's what I'm looking for.
So you're going to have a good time. You think you're going to have an adult beverage when you go over there?
I hope so. I'm not just going to stand there sober.
All right, that's good. That's good. Are you bringing your own candy?
I did buy a ton of candy off Amazon, so I'll bring it over there.
That's good. That's
she probably has candy
exciting
as well. Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be super
special. It'll be fun. Now, this is where you guys have to tell me how I deal with this. There's a new couple across the street I think they're not my age. They might be Shannon's age, right?
Okay, a little younger than you.
Across the street, and they're in their, I said, mid-30s, and they are pumped for Halloween. But I don't think anyone has had the cojones to go tell them, hey, heads up, things change around here for a little bit.
There's never anything of a home invasion nature, right? It's not like they come to the door and kind of like, try to barge in.
It's a hostile crowd.
It's a hostile crowd, but all the activity comes out on the street. That's where people.
If your house is an inch from the
Good
street,
morning.
It's essentially. I mean, you can hear it all. When I heard the pandemonium break out last year, I was like, "There's a riot happening outside."
Are the 30-year-olds? Are they? Do they park on the street?
Yes.
Well, then just go out and jump on their car and say, "Happy Halloween! Happy
this
Halloween!
Is what it's all about here. This is what it's all about here. Come on now." Let me in. Let me in. Let me into your house. I want Reese's peanut butter cups. And then Oscar opens the door and it's just like,
oh. Hello. Yeah. Hello. I would welcome Sal. Like, it would be great to see him. But if I saw Sal three times in a row, I would say three times in an hour, like I did last year.
Yeah.
Like, people just no shame, come right back and be like, did I just see you guys?
No, it's another guy.
Can I ask one more question about the widow?
Yes.
Is she well-heeled?
Well-heeled.
Does she have more?
Oh, I imagine you do if you live in essentially a corner lot. So
much bigger house than yours.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
Yeah, boy.
I would say you could fit six of my houses in that home.
Wow. So
you're looking forward to this, huh? This is going to be a fun evening.
Yeah. It's better than sitting at home hoping my car doesn't get stomped. At least I have some drinks. Talk about the good old days.
That's
and the costumes
true.
That are
and,
here.
And you've got a plan B.
Plan B. Shannon's not getting home till 10.
Yeah,
what
boy.
What am I going to do with that?
Boy, out there slaying the dragon doing those yoga poses,
they're
right?
doing some moon seance at the yoga studio. Who knows?
I look forward to hearing the recap tomorrow. And then maybe you can tell us about the iPhone 10.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I pre-ordered. If you slept on it, good luck.
Okay,
getting mine in November.
All right, have a great time on Halloween.
Thank you. Appreciate
tonight.
Happy Halloween.
I'm probably going to be doing nothing but standing in an ice rink tonight. That's about it.
That's fun.
Watching my kid melt down with his latest coach. I don't want to skate. You're skating.
But anyway, is it a haunted ring?
His hockey gear is phenomenal. Him in the bag, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
The bag is bigger than little Michael.
Yeah, and the bag Oscar's talking about are his little hockey shorts. Those are his hockey shorts with the suspenders. And I forgot the listener that gave me those, but I got to give him credit again. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, Angela Stribling is here, and we revisit one of her favorite dates of all time. We call him Mr. Horse.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. She called him Ouch.
Yeah. It was a particular attribute, and you know where we're going. We're going to talk sex, love, and relationships, and misused words. We're going to talk about those, too.
Yes, we are. I love those.
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Rob Spiewak, pick a horror character and we'll bring them right in.
Booberry.
Booberry. Let's bring in Booberry.
Booberry.
Halloween is today. Whoa. Oh, scared kids? All of Satan's smart minions shopped through our Amazon portal. Now they are ready for tonight. Cool kids like J.R. Riffless, who bought a fancy flashlight that charges his cell phone that he can use while hunting Larry Talbot, who we all know is actually the Wolfman.
Right?
TJ Best bought a hardcover copy of Dante's Inferno, which is so boring. It's scary. And Rob Burnham bought 250 ounces of all 2X luxury laundry detergent. The most terrifying way. All 2X, is that for detergent for large size men?
I think so.
All double X ultra laundry detergent. The most terrifying way to keep your clothes ghostly white. Plus, shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Now I'm gonna give you big.
Oh, come back, Boo.
Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the terrifying app. There you are.
All right, thank you very much.
Right. News.
News.
Crazy Halloween day.
Crazy, scary.
Scary.
All right. Turns out it was not a good idea for Kevin Spacey to pair his apology for trying to force himself on a 14-year-old man with his long-awaited coming out. Members of the gay community and beyond accused him of trying to use his sexuality to divert attention from the allegations. Sorry, Kevin. It's true. You did.
Yeah.
Billy Eichner said, quote, Kevin Spacey has just invented something that has never existed before. A bad time to come out. Wanda Sykes said, no, 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 no. You do not get to choose to hide under the rainbow. Kick rocks. Mm. And even GLAAD ripped him, saying, quote, this is not a coming out story about Kevin Spacey, but a story of survivorship by Anthony Rapp and all those who bravely speak out against unwanted sexual advances. The media and public should not gloss over that. This is a long story about Kevin Spacey.
It
Meanwhile, it looks like Seth MacFarlane had Spacey's number a long time ago. A 2005 episode of Family Guy includes a scene where Baby Stewie, runs through a mall naked shouting, help, I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement.
What year was that?
Oh, my God.
2005.
12 years ago? Wow.
And speaking of people knowing, Rosie O'Donnell replied to Kevin's apology with this, quote, you don't remember the incident 30 years ago? F you, Kevin. Like Harvey, we all knew about you. I hope more men come forward.
Jeez.
That's got to be scary
for
him. Wow. Someone asked Rosie the obvious question. If she knew, why didn't she say something? She replied, quote, no one knew details like Harvey, but you knew both were creepy men with reps that said so. Meanwhile, Kevin was previously scheduled to receive an International Emmy Founders Award this year, but in the light of these allegations, that award has been revoked.
Mm.
It's done for him. It's over for him.
Again, I feel so sad because I was such a fan. And you know, I guess you're right. You're right.
One last note. Spacey's estranged older brother, Randall Fowler, says their upbringing was hell because their father was a member of the American Nazi Party who regularly raped and beat Randall, and their mother knew. And while he took the brunt of it in order to shield Kevin, he figures they both ended up pretty damaged because of it. If you want to know how damaged Randall is, he's now a Rod Stewart impersonator in Idaho.
I remember that. Yeah.
Remember that story that we had? So, you know, it's just a lot of this stuff. We're in a climate right now where, you know, all of it's coming to the fore.
Probably so check in with President Underwood this week.
Yeah. It's, well, they've canceled that, by the way.
Yeah.
Check in, get his thoughts on that.
Jimmy Kimmel is Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know if we can do the bit anymore. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel is man's got needs. Jimmy Kimmel is
Jesus.
Taking off. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do Frank Underwood. Jimmy Kimmel is taking off this week, and rather than have Jimmy Kimmel live on air with a bunch of repeats, he's having a celebrity guest host take his seat each night. Shaq hosted last night. He talked to Mila Kunis and Aisha Tyler. The musical guests were Ty Dolla and I don't need the list. Sorry. Tonight it's Dave Grohl.
Hey,
tomorrow
a little
night.
Love for Ty Dolla, please.
Yeah. Okay, sorry about that. Channing Tatum hosts tomorrow night. Thursday, Jennifer Lawrence. Jimmy was planning to take the week off so his son Billy could have a second heart surgery. I wish him the very best with that. But the family ended up battling cold, so they postponed it. They're still taking the week off. Obviously, Jimmy will be back next week, and we wish them
I like that idea.
I do, too.
Right? It's that's what Carson used to do. You have celebrity
absolutely.
Hosts.
Yeah. Carson was known for it, to get to, like, Joan Rivers and Don Rickles and all those people in there. A survey asked people about different Halloween costumes and what they think each one says about the person who's wearing it. Here are six costumes and what people think they say about you.
All right.
A superhero. 42% think it means you're athletic.
Really?
Oh.
A pop culture inspired costume, like Oscar wore.
Yeah.
44% of people say you're probably a really good time. 23% of people said a scary costume like a zombie or a mummy is also a sign that you're a partier. Number three, I'm waiting to see where their drag is included in this. Number three, a historical
figure. This is only
for
dressing up for Halloween, though, Mike.
For Halloween. A historical figure, 24% of people say it means you're a bookworm. Four, if you made your costume yourself, 20% of people think it means you're the therapist type who listens to their friends' problems. Number five, if you're wearing a political costume, 61% of people say it's a sign that you're a big sports fan.
Really?
I don't understand this. And number six, if you're dressing as a cop, firefighter, doctor, or nurse, 19% of people think you're probably the serious one in your group of friends. That makes no sense to me. No. I think
I've
you're
seen
just
some cops
trying to find a
costume with material that didn't look like it would fill a uniform for a little kid.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, sexy cop. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the Saturday Night Live after the horrible David S. Pumpkin special. They did a 1 hour retrospective of some old Halloween sketches, and it still makes me laugh to see Barack Obama wearing a Barack Obama mask. When he took it off, that was worth the entire hour right there. I thought that was great.
A new survey asked more than 9,000 people to name their biggest fears, and fear of clowns didn't even make the top 10. Here's what did. Number 10, galeophobia. You know what that is?
No.
Fear of sharks.
Really?
Galeophobia?
Yeah, this is easy for Rob, probably. Entomophobia.
Entomophobia is a fear of donuts, isn't it? Entenmann's Donuts?
Fear of insects.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. Entomologists, yeah.
Trianophobia.
Fear of the number 13?
Nope, fear of needles.
Needles, I see.
Ophidiophobia.
Ophidia. Is that spiders?
Fear of snakes.
Snakes, okay.
Glossophobia.
Fear of 8x10 photographs.
No. Fear of public speaking.
Oh, okay.
I have that.
Necrophobia.
Fear of dying.
Oh, that's yeah. It.
Thalassophobia.
Flaccid penis.
My,
fear of that.
My penis. Fear of what's in my pants.
Fear of deep water. Claustrophobia. Fear of small spaces.
Small spaces.
Acrophobia. That's
fear
easy.
Of heights.
Fear of heights. And arachnophobia. Come on.
Spiders.
Spiders.
There you are.
Fear of John Goodman movies.
Yes. Now, a little something, ladies and gentlemen. A guy in... Oh, let me do that.
Yeah. Please. You didn't do your thing.
A guy in Marlborough, Vermont woke up around 3:30 a.m. Sunday and heard some noises in his spare bedroom. When he went to check on it, he found it was straight out of a nightmare. A random clown had broken into his house and was asleep in the bed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The guy called 911, and the cops came and arrested the clown, who turned out to be 43-year-old Sean Barber. Sean Barber! He also happened to have cocaine on him, so he was arrested for unlawful trespassing and coke possession. The crime will henceforth be known as getting spiewacked. There you go.
I'm on the hellfire, and I
we will take a break.
Fire.
The hardest thing for that clown was getting the cocaine up the red nose.
We will take a break and have the audio vault when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
On November 4th, the Big Easy's going to get a lot more rowdier.
Ooh, chère les bon temps roulé! Here is a bulletin.
Just into TMOS News, there's now a new day and time for the TMOS Fan Club meet and greet. It will now be held on Friday, November 3rd from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the Orleans Room at the Pan Am Conference Center. Come out and party the night away with all of your friends from the TMOS Fan Club, featuring heavy hors d'oeuvres, cash bar, along with special appearances by
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana,
Matt Ponyboy Bloom, and Rob Mayer. That's the TMOS Fan Club meet and greet. Now on Friday, November 3rd from 8 to 11 at the Pan Am Conference Center on Poydras Street in the Big Easy. We'll see you there.
Think we should feel guilty that a listener that is just an incredibly dedicated fan of the show does more work promoting on this show than we do in-house? That's pretty spectacular,
He's
is
great.
It not?
Jim is the best. And actually, yeah. I spoke to him last week, and together he and I are working on a new vein of promo that I think you guys are really going
to
like.
Ah, that could be fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Face it, folks. Whether or not you want to admit it, the holidays are upon us. Do you want your holidays to suck?
No.
Of course you don't.
No.
And so the solution is to look within. If you quit sucking, so will your holidays.
Right?
Of course they will. Don't be a leech that only slurps up the free TMOS podcast. Be one of the wise men or women that subscribes to the bonus show and enjoy the gift of a wonderful sixth hour of TMOS each and every week. Make this the best holiday season ever. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, it's the most fun we have each week. And try the new turkey and cranberry scented bonus package. It's like a Yankee candle. It's like a Yankee candle for your ears.
Yeah.
Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and we thank you in advance. Let's open up the audio vault for Halloween, Rob Spiewak.
I'm glad you mentioned Jimmy Kimmel's guest host. I thought Shaq did a wonderful job on the monologue last night, and I know you just like to hear Shaq talk.
I love Shaq. So I love Shaq.
Let's have a taste of Shaq last night filling in for James Kimmel.
Welcome to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm not Jimmy Kimmel. I'm your guest host, Shaquille O'Neal. That's right. Tonight, ABC goes from Blackish to Shaqish. But before we get started, I have one rule tonight. If you don't laugh, I'll kick your ass. Let's do a monologue. You guys like impressions? That's too bad because I don't do that. Hosting a late night show is a new thing for me. It's like when Michael Jordan decided to play baseball, except I'm going to be good at this. I have all the things you need to host this show. A suit, a band, a stupid, no-talent nemesis. See, Jimmy has Matt Damon, and I have Charles Barkley. He's like a balder, fatter Matt Damon.
A balder, fatter Matt Damon.
They wrote for him. The writers on his show are so talented, and they wrote for him, and he delivered it like Shaq. They wrote for Shaq. So
they cool. even got his
Those
cadence
lines
down.
Were written. Perfect. Oh, my God, they got so the cool. cadence down. I'd like to go back and see that whole thing. That's
Do you
awesome.
Remember a few years ago when Peyton Manning was accused of sexual harassment against a doctor that was examining his foot back when he was a college quarterback?
Yes. Oh, that's right, a trainer type, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it yeah. was the results were the records were released. First, let's hear how the doctor, her name is Dr. Jamie Nowright, described what Peyton did to her. Okay.
I was repulsed. I was scared. I was intimidated. I felt something on my face, and Peyton had pulled his shorts down and sat his anus, his testicles on my face. So I pushed him up and out. He turned around, pulled his shorts back up.
That's the doctor's description, but when they released the transcripts and the tapes of the actual hearing, here's what Peyton said what happened, and it's actually, according to Peyton, a little more innocent.
I briefly pulled down my pants to so-called moon him. One and a half seconds, pulled my pants back up and continued with Jamie's examination of the bottom of my foot.
So he said he just mooned a fellow player. So the truth perhaps lies in the middle.
Wasn't that a girl that was talking?
Before, yeah, the doctor was the one that was examining him.
Why did he say I moon him? Yeah,
because
I'm
he was
totally
mooning
confused.
He was mooning another player that walked by. And she said that it was actually put in her face when he says, it's a he said, she said. He said that he was just mooning another player in the locker room.
You know, I think stuff like this, based on the Weinstein factor, We have to wait and see if there are any other incidents.
Yeah, I think we do.
But if look, you can't tell someone how they should feel in that situation.
No, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
You can't say that. But I would say that if there's a record of guys just mooning each other in a locker room, which I think that's probably something that happens. It happens just in general practice with younger men. You know,
happens here.
We do it after this show.
The TMOS locker room.
Yeah, I remember I had a friend in high school that every time you'd look over at his locker, like after school or after like practice for track, he'd just be mooning everybody. He'd be like, "Hey," he'd say your name, and you look over, and it'd be the big moon. That's all it would be all the time.
And mooning is, make no mistake,
you're exposing yourself.
Yeah. If you're exposing yourself to the person that doesn't want to be exposed, mooning is offensive.
Yeah,
and
it is.
You have to be aware of that. I was hauled down to the Glastonbury jail with a bunch of other guys because I had done a fake sneeze in this young lady's hair. I met her at my 40th reunion. She still remembers this. We laughed about it because I was doing the fake sneeze,
sure.
But it was still harassing behavior.
Yeah, bullying.
And then later on, these guys, don't even remember their names, but they were in a van and they're driving by. And they, from the car, they moon, and she happened to be in the car with her mom, who was sleeping down in the passenger side. They all got busted for it. And I don't mean busted like arrested, but they got hauled down there.
Sure.
My father said, "You go down and deal with that on your own." I learned at an early age that the idea of mooning is not as innocent as you might think.
No, you're
it is.
Right.
Not in this day and age now.
No, it's not.
All right. Mike, do you remember when you were talking about at the World Series when the lady caught the home run ball and the guy snatched
fantastic
it?
Fantastic video.
It turns out it was her brother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
And, even better.
Okay,
even
so
better. Yeah,
Yasiel better. Puig, I think, is the guy who hit the home run. And here is the Sarah. Mike, her name is Sarah Head. And her brother-in-law is named Kirk Head. And here's Sarah Head and Kirk Head talking about brother-in-law, sister-in-law, talking about the ball-throwing incident.
It just felt like really like the ball was in slow motion coming at you, just falling out of the sky slowly at you. A few seconds, you're like, "Oh, my gosh, I got the ball." And they're like, oh, there goes the ball.
I intended to do that. I've been talking about it for days.
We've laughed about it. It's been a
She gets good Christmas presents now.
Yeah. She better.
So apparently no hard feelings.
Now you're starting to sound reasonable.
Yeah.
When you looked like you ought to be institutionalized in that video clip.
He knew everything he was doing was going to haunt him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
The thing about it is not the throw. That happens all the time. People throw the ball back on the field when the opponent hits a home run. It was the look on his face. He's like, yeah. He looked like a maniac when he was doing it.
And then he mooned her. And also, let's close with this big news for the. I know, Mike, you love the Olympics.
Oh, I'm an Olympic crazy fan.
Yes, and hopefully this year we can interview again the Olympic flame.
Yes, absolutely.
I'd love
that.
So, anyway, big news for the Olympics this year.
Big Olympic news: the IOC said they may consider including pole dancing, poker, and foosball in the next Olympic Games. They also said it's the first Olympics that will be held in a frat house basement.
So get your tickets now. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Halloween. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Be careful tonight. And Oscar, have fun in that house of horrors. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, good.
Happy Halloween!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.